Zeg dat alles bij keer mis naar zijn huis in de zoenen. Betaald haar scoepen. Shintawa in de gas, de maaskoi, placeert het. In the previous mission, we were talking about a house within Aruba sky window. And there was a pot underneath the sky window. Here we're talking about a house where the pot, instead of being under a sky window, was in the threshold of the house. Partly outside the threshold, and partly inside the threshold. And the part of the pot that is inside the threshold is at least a tefach worth. So that if you lift up the kedera, a tefach worth of the kedera would touch the top part of the doorpost. Then the din would be as follows. Tuma tachteha betoicha o agaba. Tuma baikas v'oila, baikas v'yaredit. If there's a tuma kedayis min amez, either underneath the pot, which is in the threshold, or inside of it, or on top of it, the tuma would go straight up and down, but it would not enter the house, would not go sideways. So therefore anything above or underneath the tuma or anything inside the pot would become tame from the tuma, since it breaks through the pot and is tame everything above it and underneath it. But it would not travel sideways and enter the house. So therefore the content of the house would be tar. As we're talking about, with that which we said, the tumah is tachtez, underneath it, meaning to say that it's underneath the part of the pot that's outside the house. So since the tumah is outside the house, so it cannot travel sideways and enter the house, so therefore it just goes up and down as metame, anything directly above or underneath it, but it's not metame, the contents of the house. But if the gedera was a tefach above the ground, it's suspended, a tefach above the ground, so it acts as an oil. Tuma tachteha o bebayis, tachteha bahabayis tame, tocha begabata. If there's a tuma kedayis min amez underneath the gedera, even if it's underneath the part of the gedera that's outside the house, or if the tuma the kedayis min amez is inside the house, anything underneath the gedera and all the contents of the house would become tame, while the inside of the gedera and anything suspended above the gedera would remain tar. And since the gedera is a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil. And even if the tumah is underneath the part of the gedera that's outside the house, the tumah would travel sideways and enter the house and be metame, the contents of the house. And since at least a tefach worth of the gedera is inside the doorway, so the gedera together with the top of the doorpost and the ceiling of the house acts as one oil to cause the tumah to travel sideways and into the house. But anything inside or above the gedera would remain tar. As we look, as if the gedera was lifted up and was touching the top of the doorpost. And therefore, together with the top of the doorpost and the ceiling of the house, it would be chaytid b'fnei tumah. It would stop a tumah from traveling through it. So therefore, it would protect anything inside of it or anything on top of it from becoming tameh from the tumah. B'taycha o agaba, hakol tum. But if there was a tumah inside the kedera, or suspended above the kedera, in this case that the kedera was suspended a tefach above the ground, in such a case everything would be tumah, meaning both kalim inside and above the kedera would become tumah from the tumah that's inside or above the kedera. And so too anything underneath the kedera and all the contents of the house would also become tumah. And since we're talking about a case where the kedera is a tefach above the ground, so therefore it acts as an oil. So when the tumah which is inside or above the kedera is metame the kedera, it then breaks through the kedera and goes underneath the kedera. As in this case, the kedera cannot be chaytis b'fnei tumah, it cannot stop the tumah from going through it. As once the kedera becomes tame, as since the kedera is an earthenware pot, it becomes tame from the inside. And since the tumah is inside of it or above it, it's metame the kedera. Once the kedera becomes tame, it cannot be chaytis b'fnei tumah, it can no longer stop the tumah from going through it. So the tumah travels through it, and gets underneath the kedera. And once the tumah gets underneath the kedera, it would then travel into the house. And since the kedera is a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil, causing the tumah to travel into the house and to be metame everything inside the house. She'im tala eina nogas v'shkoi poiseach tefach. If the kedera is in the doorway of the house, but most of the kedera is outside the doorway, that if we would lift up the kedera, less than a tefach worth of the kedera would touch the top of the doorpost. Or if the gedera, instead of being on the ground, is up, right up to the outside of the top of the doorpost, that the gedera is totally outside the doorpost, and the side of the gedera is pushed up against the outside of the doorpost. Tuma tachteha ein tame ella tachteha. In these two cases, if there's a tuma underneath the gedera, only what's underneath the gedera would become tame. Any kelim directly underneath the gedera would become tame. But anything above or inside the gedera, or anything inside the house, would remain tar. And since less than a tefach worth of the gedera is inside the house, inside the doorway of the house, so the gedera would not act as an oil to bring the tumah inside the house, even in such a case that the gedera is a tefach above the ground. And anything inside the gedera or suspended above the gedera would also remain tar. As we're talking about a case where the gedera is a tefach above the ground, and we look at the gedera as if it was lifted up to the top of the doorpost, and therefore together with the top of the doorpost and the ceiling of the house, it would be one oil, and it would be chaytik b'tnei tumah. It would stop a tumah from going through it, so therefore it protects whatever is inside of it and on top of it from becoming tumah. So therefore, only kelim that are underneath the gedera, that are directly above or underneath the tumah, would become tumah, but kelim that are inside the gedera or above the gedera would remain tar, and so too, any kelim inside the house would remain tar. A house that had a crack in the roof. The crack ran down the entire length of the roof, putting the roof into two. Tumah b'chutz, kelim shebefnim tahara. If there's a tumah kedayis ben ameis from the outside, meaning on the side of the crack, that's closer to the entrance, any kelim that are on the inside, that are on the other side of the crack, from the interior of the house, would remain tar. And that's considered a different oil, since it's on the other side of the crack. And since a tumah is normally taken out of the house, it wouldn't be brought into the interior of the house, so therefore the kelim on the other side of the crack remain tar. Tumah b'fnim. But if the kedayis ben ameis went on the side of the crack, that's toward the interior of the house, kelim shebechutz, beishami omrim, achi yehe b'stak, arba tvach. The kelim that are on the other side of the crack, closer to the entrance of the house, beishami says, unless the crack is four tvach and wide, those kelim would become tummy. And even though those kelim, since they are on the other side of the crack, they're under a different oil. But since the tumah has to be taken out of the house, so therefore will be taken to the other side of the crack when it's taken toward the entrance, so therefore those kelim would become tameh unless the crack is four tefachim wide. If the crack is four tefachim wide, then the tumah would not have to be taken through the entrance of the house. Instead, it could be taken right out through the crack in the roof. As four tefachim is sufficient for the mace to be taken out through that crack, so therefore if it's four tefachim and the tumah is not inevitably going to be taken out of the entrance of the house, so the kelim that are on the other side of the crack would remain tall. But if the crack is less than four tefachim, then inevitably the tumah will be taken through the entrance, so therefore the kelim on the other side of the crack would be tameh. Beitilo Aymrim Kosher. Beitilo argues. They say that no matter what the width of the crack is, the kelim on the other side would remain tar. Since those kelim are underneath a different oil, since the roof is cracked into two parts, those kelim would not become tameh, even though inevitably the tumah will be taken out through the entrance and carried to the other side of the crack. Now the Mefarshim speak out that it's brought down in Tosefta that the Kosher Beitilo is a minimum of the size of a chud hamashkoles, the width of a plumb line. And if the width of the crack is less than the width of a plumb line, then even Beis Hillel would agree that the kelim on the other side of the crack would become tameh. And in such a case that the crack is so narrow, it's all considered one oil, and the kelim on the other side of the crack would also become tameh. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Beis Hillel Poisei HaTefach. Rabbi Yossi says in the name of Beis Hillel that in order for the kelim on the other side to be tar, the width would have to be a Poisei HaTefach. If the width of the crack is a tefach, then the kelim on the other side of the crack would remain tar. But if the width of the crack is less than a tefach, then Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that the kelim on the other side of the crack would become tameh from the tumah that's closer to the interior of the house.